The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Welcome back, everybody. Hanging out with you on a hot Wednesday here in Toledo. It's Q105, hazy, hot, humid today. Chance of an isolated afternoon or evening shower or thunderstorm with a high near 90. We're at 73 right now at the Cumulus Compound in Toledo's Q105.
All right, Denny Schaefer, Toledo's asshat.
That's me. We were on vacation, and Steve was supposed to be on. Where the heck's the song, Susie? I thought that's what it was. It was just him calling me an asshat.
No, you give
do
him
you
some
have
BGs.
It or do I have it?
No, you
I
have
know
it.
We do.
I'll bring my own.
No. And stop it. All right, hold on. I got to look it up here.
Yeah, we can't go on.
What about Stairway to Heaven?
No, you're Brit, so it's got to be the music. And hold on.
Kitty.
Let's that one. We're British, you know.
Okay, whatever. Hold on a second here. Darn it.
We're sorry, listeners.
I should have been ready.
Yes.
I should have been ready.
Yeah, this is what you're paying for.
This is it. This is why
good
we
thing
get the big
you're
bucks.
Paying nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Okay. I had it over on the other computer. I don't have it on mine. There we go. Now it's all right in the world. He's a dude that runs the Toledo Area Humane Society in beautiful Maumee, which is weird because it's Toledo Humane Society, but it's in Maumee, but whatever. He's a Brit. He doesn't. What the hell?
It's an area.
Yeah,
sure.
I know. Whatever.
Toledo area. Correct.
Steve Heaven in studio once again. Hello, Steve.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful.
All right. So, did you miss us? Because you're supposed to be in here last week, but we were on vacation. Well, no, 4th of July.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
4th of July was.
It was all
the
dark.
4th and the 5th. So you're supposed to be on the 5th. So none of us were here. Well, Paul was here, but we can't let him do an interview. Are you kidding me?
No. He's chatty.
He is chatty. And
he'd
then
never get
week
out
after
of here.
That, we were all on vacay.
You were.
So now we are. We're back together.
Where were you?
I was at Devil's Lake.
Where's that?
Devil's Lake?
Yeah.
I can't tell you, then I have to kill you.
Okay.
It's up in the Irish Hills, just, let's see, west of Adrian, Michigan. Not even an hour from here. It's awesome.
Michigan?
It's where you just, yeah.
Who
it's,
goes to Michigan for a holiday?
People that don't have a whole lot of money.
Yeah,
no, what's
true.
Wrong with that? You've never been there, dude.
I lived
trust
in
me,
Michigan
the
for
Irish
13
Hills.
Years.
What
I wouldn't
part?
Wanna, I wouldn't
oh,
want to go.
What part of Michigan?
Lansing.
Lansing sucks. Are you kidding me?
I agree.
Lansing blows. Michigan
yes,
State,
does.
Sparty, oh, the Capitol, a bunch of moron politicians. No, you ever been to Traverse City?
Yes.
Sault Ste. Marie?
Yes.
There
okay,
you
so you've been to Mackinac Island?
Yes.
Okay, dude. And really, you're going to rip Michigan?
No. Ohio's probably worse, though, isn't it?
Dude, you're not helping yourself. You are really...
Flat. You know, how far do we have to go out to buy a house with a little bit of topography?
Northern Michigan,
Northern
Traverse
Michigan,
City.
Yeah. Bit of a commute.
There's actually mountains up in up in the UP.
Yeah.
Actual, you know, mountains, but
we're
whatever.
Probably going to buy down near Cincinnati, and I'll stay with you during the week.
Absolutely. Anytime, my man. You and I together, without any adult supervision.
Yeah, lots of sleeping.
Be kooky. I'd be out of a radio job. Hey, Trisha's, she's cuddling your kitty. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So, you brought a cat in.
We.
What's the deal? You got to run in cats?
Yeah.
We haven't had a dog in a while. What's going on?
Well, the dogs move through pretty quickly. This poor little girl, Aurora, she's been with us since May.
Nobody wants her?
Very sad. Adult cats, it's a real struggle to get adult cats adopted during the summer because kittens are as thick as fleas. So.
Oh, my gosh. My neighbor,
true.
Crazy Jackie, the cat lady, she just caught a feral that had five kittens.
Mm-hmm.
She caught four out of the five.
Mm. Okay.
And had them all fixed, and I don't know where they're going, but some of them are already gone, new homes, whatever.
Oh, good.
She took that upon herself to do that at her own costs, and it is. It's crazy cat sex season.
Yeah, it is.
So this
all the while it's hot, yeah.
Yes.
This girl here,
she's
a sweetie.
She gets looked over.
She's not very old, though. Kitty. I mean, she doesn't look that old.
Well, she doesn't, but she's two, in fact.
Oh, okay, so two. She's got another 15 years. Cats live forever.
I don't think she's going to grow into those ears anytime soon. Is she?
It's a beautiful kitty, though. What kind of cat is that?
She is a tabby, so she's a gray and brown tabby. She's very pretty, very
and she's got all her shots and
very relaxed.
Everything.
Yes, she's spayed, so she's ready to go. And at the moment,
she's
only.
Are you licking her, Trish?
No, she just did.
She just did.
Doesn't feel, and you can tell. Yeah, does she have a backstory?
No, just some surrendered by the owner.
Oh, didn't that's hard. Yeah. Oh, so she had a home.
At the moment, her the fee for to adopt her is only $25.
Oh, are you kidding me? Somebody's going to come by today by noon. That's my prediction. You guys open up at noon, don't you?
We open up at noon.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Are we on Facebook Live right now? Can people get a gander of Tricia holding on to this beautiful kitty? Yeah.
Why do you show top of my head?
It's just where you're sitting. In, right?
Yeah. It's because you're sitting over there. Well, move over there.
If you move over here, you get a good camera.
Here, slide over the other microphone.
No, it's okay.
Come on.
No,
pain in the butt, Brit. All right. So how many cats you guys got right now? Like 100?
No, we're trying to keep the population. We have to slow down the number of cats we take in during the summer, which is inconvenient for a lot of people. But obviously, we don't take in too many because if we overcrowd the building, it stresses the cats out. They get sick very easily, and that's
not
good.
You don't want that, so you get too many.
Yeah, so we need to keep the population pretty stable. So we've probably got upwards of 100, 150, which is pretty...
That's a lot.
Pretty full.
Yeah. $25 though, for that cat that's already ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll even throw in a second one for free. I know that sounds a bit harsh, but it'd be great to...
you pretty much got to have two, Tricia.
Yeah.
No.
The one I have is chasing my dog.
Well, that's fine.
Okay. Is that okay? My dog is 75 pounds. My cat is chasing my dog.
The dog is running away from the cat.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
It happens.
What do you mean, is that okay?
Providing the cat doesn't catch the dog.
Well, it's possible, I suppose, yeah.
They're having fun. That's why you don't need another cat.
Yeah.
We have three cats, okay? Three. Three different personalities.
She doesn't look like she's having fun. When she darts out from behind a wall and in his mid-stride will startle him and hiss at him and deliberately taunt him.
That's what she's doing. Yeah. She's playing, man. She's having fun. That's what they do. Yes.
Okay, I don't do cats, so I just want to make sure.
Now you know.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. I mean, your dog loses his man card.
Oh, he never had one.
All right, buddy. Okay. All right, so as long as you're okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
All right, so $25. Seriously, you'll throw an extra one in for free?
Yeah, if somebody comes in and adopts Aurora, they can...
She's
adorable.
She's pretty.
All right, so what else is going on in the Toledo Area Humane Society? Anything else happening?
Yeah, apart from keeping...
Do you have a yappy hour coming up?
We just had it last Sunday.
But, okay.
We're getting a lot of cruelty calls at the moment because it's hot.
Yes, people with animals outside.
In fact, we had one of our investigators went to a... residents yesterday where a dog had died of heat stroke in their backyard. So.
Oh,
because some moron left him on a leash outside the whole day.
No water, food, shelter.
It had water when they put it out in the morning, and then during the day, people just don't realize how hot they get. So, yeah. So we get a lot of calls during the summer for.
Come on, people.
Yeah. So if you see dogs tied out, it's not good. They should be kept in. Indoor.
AC, baby.
The heat index is like 90.
Yeah, but then the thing is well, I got to work and I don't have time to go home at lunch. Well, then maybe you should have thought about that before you got a pet.
Well, people say that, but you go to bed at night, you put your dog in a crate, and you leave it all night. Yeah. What's the difference leaving it during the day?
Good
point. 8 hours. I don't know why people get hung up on that. I mean, a dog quite, easily can go... The day.
Does that happen a lot, though, where we'll lose a dog in the summer?
Yeah.
Yes.
See,
I think you'd be shocked.
Yeah. That brings me down, Steve. Yeah. Thanks. You wrecked the show.
Yes.
Well,
that's what I'm here for. However I can help.
To bring joy everywhere
you
go.
Real life. Yeah.
All right. Keep us posted on Aurora.
I will do.
Adopt her out, because somebody go there today. Meet Steve at noon.
Oh, she's great.
He'll take you on a personal tour of their gorgeous facility.
I have a board meeting.
I
should be in,
What time?
Corporate hell. Sorry.
The mics are on.
That was out loud.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
And people do listen to this show.
Did I?
Just a few people.
Do you think
your board members are listening.
My board members, I'm sorry. Yeah, I really enjoy board meetings.
they don't like them any more than you do,
Yeah, that's pretty believable. But anyway, let's get her adopted out to keep our streak alive. Keep it alive. All right, we'll see you in a few weeks because you'll be in the first Wednesday of August.
I will. Do you take care?
You too.
Nice to see you, ladies. I'm sorry you have to put up with him.
Well, we do our best. Yeah. Everybody has their cross to bear.
They signed up for it. Are you kidding me? They love me. All right, more to come, 8:38. Danny and the girls hanging out on Toledo's Q105.
Q105 weather from the Dunn Chevy Buick Weather Center.